When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench. All rise. Did you see Judge last night blast his first home run of the postseason? A bomb, a mammoth shot to Monument Park and Glaber Day. The disrespect of the man. He tagged up at first, and then they gave him the business because he didn't think the Judge's blast, which is 414 feet, would make it out of the ballpark. His first of the postseason broke the tension. The guy hasn't done anything in the postseason. Yeah, he had a sac fly early, but a two-run seventh inning that finished off the Guardians 6-3 last night of the Boogie Down Bronx, and the Bombers lead the ALCS after winning both games at home. Up 2-0 now as the series shifts to Cleveland. Judge, who had just one RBI in the playoffs, hit a sac fly in a two-run second that gave him his second RBI. Then he hits the home run, a two-run shot that gives him 3-4. So the Yankees, obviously at that point after his sac fly, they went up 3-0 after the Guardians had intentionally walked Juan Soto. So with New York leading 4-2 in the seventh, the AL MVP hit a fastball off a Gattis 414, a huge blast. And he said afterwards, you never know on these windy, chilly nights what the ball's going to do when you hit it to center there. But the ghosts were pulling out there to Monument Park. That's for sure. The captain getting involved. Obviously, Cole was erratic. He had 4 walks in 4 1/3. He said, you just got to do better, got to do better. That's what the reigning Cy Young winner said after the game. The winner was Clay Holmes. Hill and Tommy Canley combined for 3 2/3 of scoreless relief. Ramirez hit a ninth inning home run off of the Dreamweaver, just the second earned run that New York's bullpen has allowed over 23 1/3 in 6 postseason games. They're off today. Game 3 is Thursday in Cleveland. The last time the Yankees led the ALCS 2-0 was 09 against the Angels. They went on to win the World Series, of course. Cleveland close to 3-2. Brennan bobbled a ball when he tried for a barehand pickup of a Rizzo sixth inning double that caromed off the low wall down the right field line. Volpe scored on the play. Verdugo had an opposite field RBI double and a two-run second that went off at a shoulder of the umpire down the line. Cole got out of a two-on-one-out jam in the third, and then a bases-loaded one-out jam in the fourth when Fry fouled one off, and then he struck out Rocchio looking, and that was clutch because Rocchio's been their best player. Cleveland went over 7 with runners in scoring position and stranded 11 on the pond. The Guardians are 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position in the series. Clark Schmidt will take the ball on Thursday in Cleveland in the next game. Game 3 against the Guardians. Again, Thursday. NHL last night on the ice, the Lightning got it done at Amalie 4-1 over the Canucks. Caps, I gave you on Coast to Coast the upset. They beat Vegas 4-2 in D.C. I gave you the Lightning as well, and the Canes 4-2. They doubled up the Devils in Raleigh. The Panthers won in Columbus 4-3. They honored Goudreau at that game last night. It was really sad. Wild 4-1 over the Blues in St. Louis. The Kraken won in Nashville 7-3. Predators out of the gates 0-3. Everybody thought they were going to be great. So far, they've stunk. Stars 3-2 in a shootout over the Sharks in Dallas. Flames at home at Saddledome 3-1 over the Hawks. Oilers came back from down 2-0 to beat the Flyers in overtime. They win it 4-3. I'll give you an idea of tonight's games. Sabres and Penguins on TNT at 7 o'clock. Pittsburgh minus $1.30. 7:30, Kings and Leafs in Toronto. Toronto's minus $1.70. Bruins and Avs, the nightcap on TNT at the Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado, minus $1.25. The Ducks host the Utah Hockey Club. Utah's minus $1.30 in that one in Anaheim. There was some terrible college football last night. South Bama covered and blew out Troy at home, 25-9, South Bama. We hit the under in the Middle Tennessee game. They were at home. They beat Farrellsaw State 14-5. How awful is that? A good one in double overtime in Las Cruces as the Aggies, New Mexico State, beat Louisiana Tech in an upset, 33-30. You got two games tonight on a Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. Western Kentucky's at Sam Houston. Sam Houston laying 2.5. 7 o'clock on the Deuce. 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. Florida International's at UTEP. FIU is laying 7. Game 3 of the WNBA Finals tonight, this time at the Target Center in Minneapolis, is the series shifts for the next two in mini series tied at ones right now with the Liberty and the Lynx. NBA pre, by the way, the season starts next week, I think on Tuesday night. The Heat 120-117 over the Spurs. The Knicks by a 111-105 count over the Hornets at the world's most famous. Dubs beat the Lakers in I guess it was Vegas, the game at the T-Mobile. 111-97. They got it done in Sin City. Raptors in Toronto upset the Celtics 119-118. That won't happen in the regular season. Rockets 118-98 over the Pels in Houston at the Toyota. Thunder won in Denver 124-94 over the Nuggets. Nuggets 0-4 in the preseason. They're really giving a hell of an effort. Jazz won 117-114 in Salt Lake Shakers over the Kings. Let's take a look at tonight's NBA slate. Nets at Sixers. Brooklyn laying 4.5. Hawks at Heat. Hawks laying 5.5, Pistons and Cavs in Detroit, no line. That one's on NBA TV at 7. T-Wolves at Bulls, mini laying 4.5 in Chicago at the United Center. And the Blazers are playing some joke of a game in Portland against I have no idea who. It's embarrassing, some like foreign team or something. I have like literally no clue. Game 3 of the National League Championship Series tonight in New York. Queens, City Field will be rocking. Bueller for the Dodgers against Severino for the Mets. The series is 1-1. I saw it as a pick'em. I've seen it as Dodgers minus 115 and Mets minus 105. They're knotted up. The next three are in the Big Apple at Citi Field. We'll see if the Mets can do what they did to the Phillies. Remember, the Phillies went there and lost both games and the series was over. Let's see what the Mets can do against the Dodgers here in New York. So it's going to be awesome. You get it all. Where Do You Hurt Wednesday? Make sure you check out PharrellOnTheBench.com for our football contest for Sunday's games. Week 7 in the NFL. Go to my website, go to my social media, you'll see the link. It's free, there's nothing to it, and you can get 2,500 first place, 1,500 second,
1,000-3rd, you heard me, it's free, a football contest. Everybody's doing it. My own football pool. Go check it out. It's on everything, even on my app, the Pharrell and the Prophet app. It's everywhere on social media, on X, on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. Just look for the contest. Sign up, and then you start making your picks today till Sunday morning at 9. 9:30 is a game in London, so you got to get it done before that game kicks off. But you're going to love it, and we're going to do a lot more of these contests, so get in on the action. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.